This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, October 28. The coming of the kingdom. Romans 14, verse 17. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. On Mondays, I bring lunch for students at the college. I once asked, if you could change three things in our world, what would they be? The most common answers went like this. I would change the way money is used and abused, the way people treat other people, the lack of true religion in our world. In other words, they were hoping for a greater presence of God's kingdom here on earth. When Jesus taught his followers to pray, "Your kingdom come," he was teaching them to ask for the kingdom of God to be present in their lives and in the world around them. When we pray, "Your kingdom come," we are asking God to help us submit our lives to him. We are praying that we will faithfully submit our finances and our relationships to him. We are praying that he will help us live in such a way that he is glorified. This is a prayer that in our personal lives, we will be faithful followers of the heavenly King, and that in our life as the church, we may together be a visible presence of God's kingdom in the world. This is also a prayer that the work of the devil and his kingdom of darkness, which seeks only to ruin all good things, will be destroyed. Pray with me. Lord and King, help me to submit every part of my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.